The circle is vicious. You better girdle your britches. You in the trenches, but your speeches really sounding suspicious. You grab my feet, then you leave, and then go seeking the riches. You in the street, bringing the heat, and then go sleep on the fences. My son, what is this? You see, you're verbally ambitious, but the road you're on right now is not eternally nutritious. And I've showed you all this truth, but you go burning all these bridges, spending a night in Hell's Kitchen, and then leave me with the dishes. Can we fix this? I can, but you ain't ready for the pitches. You swinging it, but you missing them, and I'm placing them within inches. Miss me with opinions, put your face up in them scriptures, and quit being so seditious, like 3 out of 6 Christians, for real.
If you would just call on me, yeah, I would come for you. Call on me, call on me, call on me, call on me, call on me. Call on me, call on me, call on me, call my name. If you would just call on me, yeah, I would come for you.
So focused on how you gonna do it. Halfway through it, you gon' spit it out, cause really you can't chew it. It wasn't meant for you, see, it was really meant for your father. Regurgitate the plans that you knew you shouldn't swallow. And focus on today, cause I don't promise you tomorrow. Son, the time that you're living in is mine, and you just borrow. You say you bought the kingdom, but you worried about a dollar. If the signs point to me, then you should know which way to follow. Are you focused on my promises? You better check your clock and see what time it is. And you better move around, cause the devil's on the prowl. Put your head up in the clouds and look around. Can't you tell by what the climate is?
If you would just call on me, yeah, I would come for you.
Call on me, call on me, call on me, call on me, call on me.
Sick in the belly, no sickle cell. You paid the price and posted bail. I can't afford it, it's not for sale. I can't do it, but you did it. I'm removing my view in it. My life, I'm losing it, and I don't want it without you in it. I'm tired of talking about it. Lord, I need you in my life. I'm sick of living in the dark and only speaking by the light. My spirit tells me turn, but it's like I'm reaching for a fight. I'm knee deep in a heap, and I ain't sleeping good at night. And time after time, I done been down this road with a heart full of dark and a soul full of holes. And I know how it goes. Let me stay in my lane. I'ma live on my knees while I'm walking in your name, Jesus.
Let's be real. When you think about it, we're chasing glory, but we never get close. Jesus has the glory and gives us his glory, which means Jesus looked upon humanity and saw all the hypocrisy, all the bigotry, all the slander and gossip, and actually thought, I want to get near those people. The things in life that we hate, the things in life we try to avoid, the things in life we fear are the things in life that Jesus walked right into, so that he might give us the very thing that we long for in glory. Isn't that amazing? That's the gospel. That's the God that we serve. That's the Jesus that I know and that I hope that you know. See, in Jesus we have the one who actually did nothing from selfishness or empty conceit. Jesus actually considered others more important than himself. We spent our lives chasing empty glory, and Jesus was full of glory. But he gave it all up so that he might give us his glory. And there is no inconvenient moment for going to our heavenly friend. Not only does our Father love it when we ask him for what we need, but he also loves it when we give him what we can't handle. We think we can just soldier on and carry it all by ourselves, and we're not prepared to bow down before God and tell him, I'm sorry, but my shoulders are absolutely far too narrow to carry any of these burdens. Give it to Jesus. The time is now. Do it for Jesus.